Road deaths in the UK have been dropping year on year, but in rural areas it's still a huge problem and the main contributory factor is speeding. At the beginning of January, the European Transport Safety Council urged the new Danish EU presidency to keep road safety at the top of the political agenda. Mathias Derio is their spokesman in Brussels.
It was made to show that road safety should still be on the agenda of the Danish presidency. There is an unacceptably high level of road deaths which occur yearly on European roads. And even though there has been quite a good progress in the past decade, we still need to do more. If you get to look at how many people die on the roads, and if you were to imagine that these people died in planes, we would have one plane crash basically every day.
Cornwall Council's Road Safety Group is proactive in trying to urge motorists to slow down. John McNeil.
Well, I'm concerned because although vehicles improved massively, we haven't. So what you've got essentially is a Stone Age animal in a Space Age vehicle. I mean, we were built to achieve a top speed of about 15 miles an hour, and we haven't evolved at all. And I think a lot of people are lulled into a false sense of security because they know, oh, well, I've got ABS, I've got side impact, all of these things that can protect me, so it doesn't really matter how fast I go.
Police records for 2010 show there were 24 fatalities, 174 serious injuries, and almost 2,000 minor injuries on Cornish roads. The PCS is contracted to run national speed awareness training for drivers who exceed the speed limit, and Don McQuillan Wright is one of their instructors.
Always drive at a speed that will enable you to stop comfortably within the distance you can see to be clear. And if we got that simple message over to every driver in the country, we'd probably cut the accident and death rate by at least 30 or 40% in one fell swoop.
Don McQuillan Wright has a secondary theory as to why road deaths from speeding are reducing.
Simply the fact that fuel has become so expensive that many, many drivers are actually dropping their speed a little bit to save money.
This is Tina Bessel for Falmouth News.